Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 6th, 2006. Today's message is simply titled, This Day. The scripture text is from Psalm 118, verse 24.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Today, many are aware of the unusual date that designates this day. Today is 06-06-06, or you might say 666. Well, this is interesting based on a Bible verse dealing with the Antichrist in Revelation 13, verse 18, where this is the number of the beast. This date has appeared on the calendar before. In fact, it does so every 100 years. But for the vast majority of readers, it's probably the only time it will happen in our lifetime. I don't pay much attention to this any more than other days such as Halloween that man has placed devilish meaning to. I rather choose to declare the word.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Most of you have surely heard the verse put to music in a simple chorus. And if you're like me, you've sung it hundreds of times. In fact, today we considered Brooksine singing it here on the podcast, but I think she decided not to.
This is the day the Lord has made.
That's a simple proclamation of truth that we can declare each and every day. It's always true. God makes every day, and what blessedness results when faith arises and we recognize this and joyfully declare it, like Brooksine and I did this morning on our walk.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
That's a decision we make. No doubt some readers have great burdens today and issues which overwhelm. But we can make a volitional choice that today we will rejoice and be glad. The Apostle Paul declared in his letter to the Philippians, I rejoice greatly in the Lord, even though he was imprisoned. The real key is a focus on Jesus and the eternal perspective. This day, let us seek to keep this focus.
Let's pray. Jesus, I rejoice in you as this new day unfolds. I have assurance today that your way is perfect and your timing is flawless. Your ways are higher than any other, and your wisdom far exceeds that of man. You are a shield for all who come to you for refuge. You arm me with strength, and you perfect my ways. You make my feet like the feet of a deer, and enable me to stand on the heights. You give me your shield of victory, and sustain me by your right hand. Therefore I rejoice in you, and praise you, Jesus, name above all names, as you show your unfailing love and kindness to me on this blessed day. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. In fact, we call our ministry Daily Encouragement. It's our desire to, day by day, we've prepared these messages since 1996, although we continue to increase in the ways we get the message out. It began as an email list for several years before we developed a website, and then last September began this podcast. Well, today may you rejoice and recognize God made today and God is on the throne. Stay faithful.